My name is Tony Smith from Gospel Jazzations, here with my co-hosts, JP.
Right here.
Don Corey.
Oh, yes, I'm right here.
Each and every Wednesday morning from 1:15 a.m. up until the 6 o'clock hour, giving you the best in gospel jazz, gospel instrumental, and what else, fellas?
And a little bit of everything else in between.
Wow, you boys are real good.
I know. Thank you.
The call-in number is 201-692-2012, and we're streaming live over the internet. Where at?
At WFDU.FM.
We'll see y'all there. Take care.
Take care.
Yeah. It's WFDU 89.1 FM, Gospel Jazzations 117 in the AM. My name is Tony Smith. Thank you once again for tuning in to another edition of Gospel Jazzations, where we give you the best in gospel jazz, gospel instrumental. And you know how we do, a little bit of everything else in between. It is April the 16th. Hopefully you got your taxes in on time, boy, girl. Make sure you got those taxes in. Maybe you got an extension, but hopefully you got them in on time, all right? All right, we're going to have a busy morning. This morning coming up at the 1:30 hour, we have Brother Wes Morgan calling into the program. And I'll also run a pre-taped interview that I did earlier in the evening with Sister Melanie Hill, fantastic violinist. And I'll run that around the 2 o'clock in the a.m. hour, all right? So I'll be here until 6 o'clock. The number here in the studios is 201-692-2012. And we are streaming all the way live at WFDU.FM. Going to kick this morning's program off with music coming to you from the Mo Jazz Network. The song entitled, Oh How I Love Jesus, right here in Gospel Jazzation. It's WFDU 89.1. Yeah, FM.
I cried there.
said to my heart, what's the blood about? Glory to his name. I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus, so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where he took me in. Oh, glory to his name.
Glory to his name, precious name.
Walk with me, Lord. Come on, St. Louis, put your hands together. Come on. Here we go.
WFDU 89.1 FM, Gospel Jazzations 133 in the AM here in Teaneck, New Jersey. Thank you all so much for tuning in. In the background, Brother Greg Haynes, happyguitar.com is his website. The song entitled Melodies from Heaven. Going to be joining Brother Greg Haynes next weekend in St. Louis, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for the music conference. Thank you, Brother Greg, for having me on the music panel. And I'll be in concert on Saturday night and at the church on Sunday. So check that out, y'all. Greg Haynes, happyguitar.com is his website. Most definitely want to get him a shout out. Right before that, Angelo Luster gave you the song Walk With Me. And before that, John Gibson, my main man, Brother John Gibson, coming to you from California. Glory to his name. And we open up Gospel Jazz Stations this morning with Mo Jazz Network. Oh, How I Love Jesus. It is Gospel Jazzation, WFDU 89.1 FM. Shout out to Brother Brownskin 007 tuning in this morning from San Antonio, Texas. What's going on, Brownskin? Appreciate you, brother. Shout out to Sister Nicole from Mount Vernon, New York. What's going on, girl? Thank you for tuning in this morning. Shout out to Sister Lisa from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Happy birthday to you. It's going to be her birthday on this coming Friday. Good to hear from you as always. Sharon Addison, you got your ears on, girl. Always a pleasure listening and hearing you. Caught you on Sunday night with Sister Stacy Wendell from Gospel Revelation. Sounding good, girl. Doing your thing. Thingy, thang, thang, thang. All right. I want to give you a quick shout out. Also to Brother Marky D on Friday night. It was Club MD out there in Hackensack, New Jersey at the Logan Family Life Center. Man, you did your thing out there, boy. Sorry I couldn't stay for the whole event. I had a previous engagement, but I understand it was a full house. And hopefully Marky D will call in about the 2 o'clock hour and tell us all about it. I know Don Corey was in the house. He came in late, about 3 hours late, but we'll hear about that later, all right? Shout out to Mr. Alex Collins and the Alex Collins Trio. Thank you for having me on Friday night at the Puffin Center in Teaneck, New Jersey, featuring Brother Mark Gross on saxophone and Chris Brown, the real Chris Brown, on drums and saxophone as well. It was a live jazz jam section out there at the Puffin Center, and we're going to do it again next month as well. So Alex Collins, you can log onto his website, alexcollins.com. Mark Gross, 2-time Grammy Award winner, straight ahead jazz, y'all. And shout out also to Sister Shauna Riley and Brother Ronald out there in Philadelphia. Thank you for having me on Saturday at the Eastwick on the Metal Center over there at the Eastwick United Methodist Church. Thank you, Pastor. Appreciate you. Yeah, I'll be back there again real soon. All right. All right, 1:36 in the a.m. It is Gospel Jazzations, WFDU 89.1 FM. We are streaming all the way live at WFDU.FM. Had a lot of phone calls this morning. Shout out to my Aunt Gwen tuning in this morning, and Sister Stacy Wendell from Gospel Revelations. All right, coming up at the 2 o'clock hour, I'll be running an interview that I pre-taped with Sister Melanie Hill. Her website is melanieviolin.com. Fantastic violinist who was just on Showtime at the Apollo this past Saturday, and she has 2 more appearances, actually 3 more appearances coming up. So I'm going to try and run that appearance, that particular pre-taped interview, at 2 o'clock. All right, JP is in the house. What's going on, JP?
What's
just walked
happening?
Through the door. How you doing, my friend?
Everything's good.
Okay, cool, cool. Well, we have an interview on the line right now. We're going to bring him on in a second. Brother Don Corey is out today. He's hit
Ooh.
Me up. He hit me up on it. Don Corey hit me up on my cell phone saying that he was kind of tired. He had a busy week. He's out in Ohio this weekend.
You know what? And, kill it. Kill it.
Okay.
I spoke to you earlier. No excuses.
Okay. But anyway, hopefully he's listening in. Shout out to Sister Winnie, and I guess we'll hear all about it later. And I'm sure Kevin's going to call in and put in his two cents.
Oh, he's going to get it now.
He's going to get it now. All right, but I don't want to hold this brother up too much longer because he's been very patient and calling in this morning. I want to thank Sister Benita Bellamy for hooking us up.
Thank
I've been
you,
playing
Benita,
this brother's music for a very long time, and I want to thank Benita for sending me the music. And when I was in Bermuda last weekend, just having some coffee and tea at the Fairmont Hamilton down in that cafe, and I happened to run into Reverend Leroy Simmons, and I went over to talk to him and his wife. And found out what was going on with him. He said, well, I have a guest who's I brought down. He's here to minister for the week. And he says, you ever heard of Wes Morgan? I said, Wes Morgan? Man, let me tell you, this project is off the charts. This has been blessing me for a long time.
Yes,
the name
is.
Of the project is called Look At Me Now. His website is Wes Morgan, WESSMORGAN. .com, and he's also on MySpace. Check him out at Wes Morgan. That's the MySpace.com/Wes Morgan, and he's one of our top friends on Gospel Jazzations. But I just want to bring this brother on so you can hear about what he's doing and his whole testimony and the whole nine yards. This is a blessed man of God, I got to tell you. Minister Wes Morgan in the house. What's going on, man?
Hey, sir. Man, it is good to be with you guys, man. It's a wonderful thing, man.
Oh, thank you, Wes. Thank you, man. Let me just tell you, God works in mysterious ways, you know?
I tell you, I was listening to you talk about that, and I was just talking to my friend earlier this season. I said, man, I'm doing this interview with Tony, and then I told him about me happening to run into you in Bermuda. I said, that's just wild. You know, that's too much like God.
I'm serious, man. But it's all good, Wes. It's all good, man. And just the feeling that I got from you just by meeting you that night, I just knew, man, this guy is on the money. I'm telling you, you're anointed man of God, bro.
Man, I'm grateful for what God has done and what he's doing in my life, what he's doing through me. It's a blessing, man, to just be used by God. And I don't take it lightly. I don't take it for granted. I'm blessed and favored that he would choose someone like me, man, you know, to conduit his grace and his anointing and give me the opportunity to advance the kingdom, man. That's what it's all about anyway.
Exactly. That is what it's all about. And the project that you have on the charts right now, this particular CD is called Look At Me Now. And yeah. You've had this release for a couple of years. It came out in 2006?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Okay, man. And then you've been blowing up the charts. I've been seeing you everywhere. No, I'm saying everywhere. I've been seeing you everywhere, man. Popping up on the 700 Club and just about in everyone's TV show. And you were on, were you on the BET Celebration of Gospel as well?
We weren't on Celebration of Gospel. There was some talk about that, but we were on the Bobby Jones Show.
Okay.
And then Gospel Network. I think the Gospel Music Channel, they've been playing some. So
they sure have been.
As JP said, JP has the Gospel. You have the Gospel Music Channel, JP?
You better believe it.
Yeah, they've been blowing him up over there, huh?
Man, you off the chain.
Hey,
I got one question.
Come on.
Can I get some lessons?
All right.
You're right.
You know what, man? I'm doing a conference in Alabama this weekend, and they sent me one of the sessions. They want me to lecture on tune-up, on vocal technique. And I said, brother, you know, I mean, I'll be happy to do it, but, man, you know, I'm self-taught. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
So when you do it like that, it's just on a whole different level.
Right.
Okay,
right.
But who did the self-teaching to you? Come on now.
Well, you know, man, I have sat at the feet of many great vocalists and just observed for many years, man, growing up. You know, of course, when I was five, six, seven years old, a lot of people don't understand this, but my mother, to look at her, you would never think it. But she is a true organist. She sits down at the B3 organ. She plays the bass, pedals, everything.
Wow, man.
And I remember when I was just 5, 6 years old, man, my mother, I'd get out of school, my mother would take me into the church because they were pastors. And she'd sit me down on the side on the bench there at the B3 and teach me how to open up my mouth and sing. And then my dad, he's a jazz guitarist, you know, he's a phenomenal guitar player. And so, you know, man, I didn't have a choice, you know what I'm saying? And then I started listening to people like Andre Crouch and Daryl Coley. You know, Daryl Coley actually sang on my project, which was such an honor for me because Daryl Coley has been an icon for me.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And you guys know, man, when it comes to vocalists, you just don't get no hotter than Daryl Coley.
Nah. I'm telling you, boy.
Pretty much closed the door.
Yeah.
That is a fact, man. But, yeah, you are definitely a blessed man, and you've come a long way since, you know, going through some situations yourself personally.
Oh, man.
Man, I'm telling you, you have a testimony, Brother Wes.
Yeah, man. God has kept me. You know, that's the wonderful thing, you know, man, when you look back over your life and know that there's been so many, 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 many times that you didn't even care,
mm-hmm.
you know, and God still preserved you and kept you through all that. You know, it's just amazing, man, to you know, and you know, when I started getting my life straightened out, a lot of people said, you know, man, you don't need to tell all that stuff. You need to, you know, I said, listen, man, if God thought enough of me to preserve me through that,
come on now,
the last thing I'm going to do is discard the most powerful thing about the gospel, because the gospel, that's what the gospel is all about.
Exactly.
Is when it can keep you from self-destruction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I use, man, my testimony. I allow God to use my testimony, because if he thought enough about my life to preserve me and give me a testimony, I need to at least use it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, man, I got really strung out there, man. I grew up in a pastor's home. When I was 9 and 10 years old, man, I was drinking alcohol for my first time and smoked my first joint when I was 11 years old. And man, I knew when I smoked that joint, I was messed up.
Yeah,
oh,
bro.
My God, I was messed up because I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it. Hear me when I say I romanced that thing.
Yeah, you're being real, brother.
Yeah, man, I knew I was on my way down. I was in a downward spiral, and I was going down fast. By the time I was 14, man, I was smoking crack and snorting cocaine, and I just was mesmerized by it, man.
Right.
I just went nuts.
Right, right. This can happen to the best of people because you grew up, you know, both your parents are pastors and
absolutely.
You grew up in a wonderful home, you know, no problems whatsoever. So this can happen to anybody, man.
Yeah, we you know, man, and particularly in the church sometimes we try, but really it's not just a church. Society tries to stereotype addicts.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, man, I'm a witness of it, you know, man. I mean, I grew up in a healthy home. Wasn't nobody drinking alcohol. Wasn't nobody smoking and cussing and whoremongering in my house. I grew up in a healthy environment, a godly home.
Yes, sir.
You know, where scripture was taught, taught us how to pray.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I messed up, man.
Yeah.
I got out there and got sidetracked, got derailed, T-boned. and that's the thing. You know, we have to understand, man, that the enemy, he don't care what your mom and daddy does.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right. The devil's always busy, man.
Oh, my God. He's seeking whom he may devour. And the first thing we have to understand, man, is that we have an adversary. And once we understand that, you know, because some people, they don't think they got any enemies.
Right, right.
But we have to understand that we got an adversary, man, and he's come to steal, kill, and destroy. But, you know, man, that's what the enemy tried to do. He tried to kill me before I got a peep of my future, and I started locking in on my destiny. But man, I was in and out of jail cells. I've been charged with armed robbery. I've been in the same asylums for evaluations. Man, I mean, I've been in and out of jail since I was 14 years old. Man.
Wow,
But you know, I'm an extremist, man. That's my personality. Anything I do, I just do 110%, and you know. These guys that go out and socially drink and socially do drugs, I could never do that.
Right, right.
I went out there and did as much as I could do.
Wow.
And, you know, I it wasn't nothing for me to be gone for a month or 2 months, and nobody except the people I was with would even know where I was.
Is that right, man?
Yeah, just running, man, and hiding out in the hotel rooms. Dealing drugs, smoking drugs, snorting drugs. But
God brought you out, brother.
Oh, man.
Look at God.
Look at God, man.
Preserved my life, man. Now I'm singing about it.
Yes, sir.
Preaching about it.
And see, that's the thing right there. You can preach about it. You can tell people about it because, you know, when people try to preach to you and they say, well, this guy ain't been through nothing. He don't know what heartache is. You know, he don't know what suffering is. But, man, when you go through something like that and you are a witness to that, you can actually preach to the people. You can actually give them the word and say, I've been through it. It's okay. It's okay. There is light at the end of the tunnel.
It's called empathizing, man.
Yeah.
It's the difference between sympathy and empathy, you know, and
empathy means,
man, I know where you be. I know where you are right now. I've been there. I got the scars from it.
Yeah.
But God can step in and turn around. That's why the song Look at Me Now, that's why I wrote that song, man, because people in the church that, you know, growing up in a pastor's home, man. Grow up in the church, man.
Say
I mean,
it.
I that's all I've ever known, man.
Right, right.
And here I am smoking drugs and whoremongering and doing everything I'm big enough to do. You know, that just don't go real well with growing up in the pastor's home.
Right, right.
And you can sure enough get you some critics doing that.
Oh yeah.
And so when I started coming out of this mess, man, God instructed me and led me to write a song to all my critics, all the people who said I'd never make it.
See.
That I'd end up locked up in a jail cell, that my life would be over. Look at me now.
Look at me now.
After you said I'd never make it, I feel something right now.
Watch yourself, preacher. We got another hour for the repertory hour.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Brother West, I think that's a great segue into the title cut, Look at Me Now, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's get into it. This is Wes Morgan. Log on to the website, wesmorgan.com. That's WESSMORGAN.com. And he's also on MySpace, simply myspace.com/Wes Morgan. Check him out. This is the song entitled Look at Me Now. It's the title cut. Check it out. This is Gospel Jazzations. We'll be right back with Brother Wes right here on Gospel Jazzations, WFDU 89.1 FM. That is powerful, man.
Man, I still, every time I hear that song, man, it inspires me, man. Inspires me.
Wow, man.
It's just a message of hope, man, that it doesn't matter what people say.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter what the circumstances look like. You know, because one thing I've learned is people, they look at you right where you are right now.
Right.
And they assess your future by way of your present circumstance. And you know, man, it's just a, it's a message of hope. I never want to hide this message of hope, man. That's why sometimes I'm so graphic about where I've been. And, I, you know, we don't have time to get into all the details. I got a book on the way that's going to cover some of that. But
okay.
I want people to know how bad it is, man, because I want people to know that God can turn it around. I don't care how bad it looks.
Right.
And there's some people sitting here listening to us right now, man, that they have... They don't know what else to do, man.
Exactly.
You're talking about 15 years, man, strung out on dope.
Wow.
15 years? Yeah, 5 years is one thing. You know, you got
right.
teenagers that go through, mm-hmm. you know, their partying years, high school years. They experiment a little bit. But you're talking about somebody who carries stuff up into their adult years and don't look like they ever going to get cleaned up, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it's hard to find hope. But I'm here to tell you, man, I don't care what anybody said. I don't care who said that it can't happen, man. God will turn it around. And he normally waits till everybody else gives up.
Right, right. Wow, man. I got to tell you, Wes, you have a testimony, man. I keep bringing that up. And this is what people need to hear and be real with it rather than trying to sugarcoat it, you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
you got to tell it like it is, and I'm believing in God that you're going to touch a lot of people with this this testimony that you have with your music and with this upcoming book. Because I mean, as I said before, you're just telling it like it is.
And the prophet has spoken.
Yeah, my brother's back there talking.
That's right. I mean, I can identify with what you're saying. Maybe not so much of what you've been through. But I think what happens is that a lot of artists has to be real and true about where they come from so people can be blessed. And I think what happens is that the world doesn't think that because you've been raised in the church that you've been raised with a silver spoon in your mouth and that the devil won't test you. But I think we get the harder test so we can come out and be victorious to tell about the goodness of Jesus.
Absolutely.
And that's what real people are looking for. They're looking for people to tell the truth, such as yourself. And to God be the glory. You keep doing what you're doing. I just want to. Can I hold your Bible or something? Can somebody wipe your forehead?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I got you, man. I tell you what, brother. It's an honor to be with you guys tonight, and it's an honor to be able to come in and have the opportunity to speak to your circle of influence, man. I appreciate you guys having me in. You know, anytime you get to minister to God's people, man, it's a blessing.
Absolutely, Wes. Absolutely.
We appreciate,
man.
You.
We appreciate you. As I said before, it's just a blessing because I've been trying to get you on the program for the longest time. I kept emailing Benita. I said, man, when can we get Wes on? And here it is last week, you know.
Wow.
You know, in another country, here I am running to this brother in a cafe.
Isn't that amazing? That's
can't make
crazy
this up.
Right
can't
there.
Make it up, man. God is a funny guy sometimes, isn't he?
Right. It's like he said, I'm going to get all the middle people out the way.
Ain't that something?
That's something.
Man, we got to get you guys down to Nashville, man.
Oh,
what?
I'm looking forward to it, man. It's just nothing but a phone call, Wes.
I know. We're going to do this.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm believing in that. And coming up this Sunday, as we said before, April 20th at 6 p.m., it's the Inspired Sound Christian Music Showcase 2008, featuring yours truly, Wes Morgan, Leanne Palmore, Lloyd Bustard. Ernest Pugh is going to be in the house, too, huh?
Yeah, man.
Wow.
The Ernest JP said, what's up?
Yeah.
I'll do it.
And this is taking place in Nashville, right?
Yeah, Nashville, man. You know, we got the Dove Awards coming up next week.
Yeah, next
yes,
week.
Sir. Yes,
so
sir.
We're kicking off GMA week with that showcase on Sunday night, man. It started at 6 o'clock. And, man, it's going to be phenomenal, man. We've been getting huge response concerning that showcase. And, man, we're just going to get up there and let God have his way and put on some excellent music, man. Live band and saxophones. I know somebody on the other end likes some saxophones. So.
Watch yourself.
Right.
Watch yourself. Certain weapons come out, you're going to be in trouble.
Right.
Yeah, man. Thank you, Wes. Thanks, partner.
Yeah. We do what we do what we must do.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I like that. I'm gonna use that. We must do what we must do. Tell my students that in the morning.
Wow. We're coming up to the top of the hour of 2 a.m. in about another minute or so. Can you hold on for just a few more minutes, Wes?
Yes, sir.
All right, because we're going to get you back on after the 2 o'clock hour. I got some more music to put on. But I just want to thank you once again for coming on the program this morning, partner.
Oh, man, it's my pleasure.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, sit tight, and I'll be right back with you in about 2 minutes, all right?
Okay, all right.
All right, this is Brother Wes Morgan right here on Gospel Jazzations, WFDU 89.1 FM. In about 45 seconds, it'll be 2 o'clock here in Teaneck, New Jersey. The number here in the studios is 201-692-2012. That's area code 201-692-2012. We are streaming all the way live at WFDU.FM. Shout out to Sister Doris Hamrick. She just called in.
Doris, what's up, girl?
She just called in. All right.
And we come into the 2 o'clock hour, and Wes Montgomery going to give me some lessons.
Wes Morgan.
Wes Morgan, excuse me. I'm thinking about...
You trying to change the brother's name. He's trying to change your name, Wes.
You're going to give me some lessons.
All right, we'll be right back. It is Gospel Jazzations, WFDU 89.1 FM.